Witness by Whittaker Chambers. Preface. Early in 1953, as a 22-year-old second lieutenant on active duty in the U.S. Army awaiting combat assignment, it never came, to a war in Korea that my government showed no desire to win, I read the newly published Witness. It changed my world view, my philosophical perceptions, and, without exaggeration, my life. I am not alone. From time to time in after-dinner conversation with politicians on the campaign circuit over the years, I find a common bond with other people, some a generation younger, who have been alarmed, entranced, and always inspired by Witness. I have read Witness in its entirety on three subsequent occasions, the most recently in preparation for writing this preface, and on each occasion came away with new insights. Increasingly, over the intervening 34 years, the questions and conflicts posed by Whittaker Chambers have been in my thoughts. This private reality unwittingly became public, thanks to the persistent interviewing of Catherine Donahoe of the Washington Times. Her profile of me produced fraternal professions from like-minded readers of Witness and the kind invitation from Regnery Gateway to write the preface for this new edition. But it also demonstrated that the derision and contempt for Whittaker Chambers aroused by the Hiss case 40 years ago is replicated in a new generation. If Chambers imagined derisive readers asking how they could take him seriously after he revealed the impact made on his life by Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, I did not have to imagine what derision would meet me. My colleagues in journalism snickered and sneered, "Chambers and Witness, some hero. Some inspiration." The residual contempt by some not yet born when Whittaker bore witness again.